Armageddon. When, why, where, and how? When is Armageddon? The disciples asked Jesus in private, "Tell us, when shall be your coming and the end of the world?" And Jesus answered, "Of that day and hour knows no man, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Matthew 24, verses 3 and 36. Nobody knows until the last Hebrew word Shavuah, a period of 7 years of Daniel 9:27, starts with the signing of the covenant, which is a seven-year peace treaty. When that takes place, hundreds of prophecies from Daniel, Ezekiel, Zechariah, the Gospels, Revelations, etc. go into fulfillment. Scriptural research teaches us the following. At the time of the prophet Daniel, the lunar calendar of 360 days per annum was in use. So 7 years is 7 times 360 days, which is 2,520 days. 7 years after the signing of the peace treaty is when the nuclear war occurs. When the sun is darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the powers of the heavens are shaken, which is nuclear war. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man. In the darkest hour, the light of the world bursts forth to gather together his children in an event that has been named the rapture. That's in Matthew 24, verses 29 through 31. At that time, the believers in Jesus will go up to heaven to celebrate the marriage supper. See the pamphlet, Marriage Supper. Armageddon will take place at the end of 30 days of marriage supper. Hence, Armageddon will only take place after 2,520 plus 30 days is 2,550 days after the signing of the 7-year peace treaty, and it will be on time. Armies which will invade Israel. The Lord says, "Behold, I am against you, O Gog," which is the Antichrist, "the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal." These are the old names for Moscow and Tobolsk, which are in Russia. "And I will put hooks in your jaw, and I will bring you forth. You will be compelled to come." Persia, which is Iran, Ethiopia and Libya, all of them with shield and helmet. Then there is Gomer, which is Germany, and all his bands. Togarma, Turkey, and all his bands, and many with you. This is in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 3 to 6. The armies that are in Israel will be suffering the after effects of a nuclear retaliatory strike from Israel's allies. It says in Zechariah 14, 12. "The people that have fought against Jerusalem, their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet." The judgment on Israel. "The Lord shall wash away the filth of the daughters of Zion by the spirit of judgment and of burning," which is nuclear. Isaiah 4, verse 4. "I will not utterly destroy the house of Israel," it says in Amos 9, 8. "Two parts shall be cut off and die, and I will bring the third part through the fire and refine them as silver is refined and as gold is tried, and they shall call on my name, and I will hear them." It says in Zechariah 12, 10, 13, 8, and 9. One of the after effects of the atomic war is that the river Euphrates will dry up. So the army of 200 million from the east has access to Israel and Europe for the final jihad to implement Sharia law. Revelations 9, 16 and 16, 12. Why is Armageddon? While the world is suffering the nuclear aftermath and slaughtering each other in a great civil anarchy, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet are working miracles to go to the kings of the whole world to gather them together for the great day of God Almighty. Revelations 21, verse 7. Satan knows that when Jesus came to rapture his children, that he will come back to Israel for world takeover after 30 days. The Antichrist and the kings of the earth and their armies gather together to make war against him that sat on the horse and his army. Revelations 19, 19. And the only way Satan can get the kings of the earth and their armies to come is to convince them of the lie that evil aliens are ready to invade. George Orwell said in his book 1984, if all accepted the lie which the party imposed, the lie became truth, so the alien lie will become truth. But are Jesus and his followers aliens? Jesus said of his followers, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. John 17, 14 and 16. They are to think outside the worldly me first box in order to help alleviate human suffering as he had done. People who, because of their faith in Jesus, overcame tremendous obstacles. Florence Nightingale did nursing. Henri Dunant started the Red Cross. Louis Pasteur invented the penicillin. Mother Teresa, etc., etc., etc. An endless list, not of aliens, but of world changers. Where is Armageddon? And the Antichrist gathered them together into a place called Armageddon, Revelation 16:16. The original word is Armageddon, meaning Mount of Megiddo, a city from which only the ancient ruins remain. These overlook the plain of Esdraelon, also known as the plain of Jezreel or the valley of Megiddo. The valley is an area of 380 square kilometers where the battle of all battles will take place. How is Armageddon fought? Heaven and earth collide. The marriage supper is followed by world takeover. Heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat on him is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 19, verses 11, 14, and 16. And then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the middle thereof, towards the east and towards the west. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it towards the south. Zechariah 14, verses 3 and 4. This is an article. In 1964 was discovered a crack east to west in the Mount of Olives on the fault line. October 2014 in the Jerusalem Post is an article warning of a big coming earthquake. It will happen for sure. It is only a question of when, says Shamul M. He's a professor of geophysics, Tel Aviv University. There will be an inconceivable earthquake, totally off the Richter scale. Says, all men shall shake at my presence, mountains shall be thrown down, and every wall shall fall. Ezekiel 38, verse 20. The aliens will first destroy the image in the temple, whom the Lord shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. The beast, the Antichrist, was taken, and the false prophet, and these were both cast alive into the lake of fire, says in Revelation 19, 20. The armies are now leaderless. In the confusion, soldiers will kill their fellow soldiers. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. It says in Ezekiel 38, 21. And then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations. Zechariah 14, 3. The Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Exodus 14, 14. Set yourselves and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 17. The aliens, instead of fighting, are beginning to sing. And when they began to sing and praise, the armies began to utterly slay and destroy each other. 2 Chronicles 20, verses 22 and 23. Then it says, I will rain upon him and upon his band an overflowing rain. Ezekiel 38, 22. After 3.5 years of drought, under the two witnesses, Revelation 11, 3 and 6, comes the cloudburst, and they'll be first slugging it out in puddles, then in pools of blood, and it says blood until the horse's bridle, Revelation 14, 20. That is at least 4 feet deep by the space of 1,600 furlongs or 322 square kilometers, is an incredible bloodbath of unimaginable proportions, which almost fills the whole valley of Megiddo of 380 square kilometers. great hailstones, fire and brimstone, it says Ezekiel 38:22. Great hail, every stone weighs a talent, it says in Revelation 16:21. Those are huge hailstones, and they add to the massacre, as a talent is 35 to 40 kg. It says, you shall fall upon the mountains of Israel, you and all your band, and I will give you to the ravenous birds. Ezekiel 39 verses 4 and 5. And I saw an angel saying to the fowls, come, eat the flesh of all men. That is Revelation 19:17. And they were dead bodies fallen to the earth. None escaped. You shall not need to fight this battle. Besides the armies, the people will also go berserk with hate. And there shall be a great panic. Everyone shall rise up against his neighbor, which it says in Zechariah 14 verse 13. Out of Jesus' mouth goes a sharp sword, and with it he will smite the nations. Revelations 19 verses 15 and 21. The sword is the word of God. Hebrews 4:12. The dark propaganda of the last 7 years has blinded the world populations to the light of the world. People would rather slaughter each other as they are beyond repenting than to submit to the words of his mouth and his loving authority. After 45 days, the civil anarchy ends. It says in Daniel 12:12, the words of Genesis will then ring true. Whoso sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. Genesis 9:6. The Lord shall destroy them which destroy the earth. Revelation 11:18. Satan goes into the bottomless pit. And I saw an angel and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on Satan and bound him 1,000 years into the bottomless pit and shut him up. Revelation 20:1-3. No more foul mouthing out of him for a while. The millennium of peace starts. But first the cleanup, as it will take 7 months to bury the dead in Israel, and only a few males will be left. It says, I will make a man more precious than fine gold, in Isaiah 13 verse 12. This pamphlet is adapted from the little book, which is a free download at johanpeters.in. You find leaflets like these on many subjects, from creation to kingdom come, plus a good study Bible, 9 books, other sites sell my books, but here all downloads are free, so you can pass them on. There's no strings attached, no cookies, no info requests, so we can pass it on.